Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month throughout the United States, and events are taking place in communities everywhere to honor sexual assault survivors. The National Day of Action is Tuesday, April 5th, and here in the Columbia Pacific region, there will be a walk in Seaside, which is being sponsored by the Clatsop County Women's Resource Center and the American Association of University Women, or AAUW. Here today to talk with us about this important, ongoing societal challenge is Catherine Burr, Volunteer Coordinator and Administrative Assistant of the Clatsop County Women's Resource Center, and Maureen Casterline of the AAUW. Thank you for being here, Maureen.
Thank you. I'm happy to do it.
Good to see you here, Catherine.
Good morning.
Good morning. Before we talk about this vital and important topic, let's tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves. Please tell us, Catherine Burr, about you.
Well, let's see. Well, I'm originally from North Pole, Alaska, if you can believe that.
North Pole? Did you meet Santa Claus?
He's my uncle.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So you better be nice.
All right, all right.
I actually came to Clatsop County through Job Corps. I'm a Job Corps graduate, and Job Corps saved my life. I just fell in love with Astoria, and I just decided that I wanted to live here and grow up and get a career. And so, you know, I actually became a bookkeeper from Job Corps, and I came to the Women's Resource Center originally as the bookkeeper. And from there, they just sucked me in. I fell in love with it.
And you've been there 8 years now?
I have. Had a little break in between, but overall, I've been with the agency for 8 years. Held many positions, but as nonprofits, you got to bob and weave with the funding sources. But yeah, it's changed my life completely.
And you're still as enthralled with Astoria?
Oh, absolutely. I can't. I'm actually thinking about buying a home. I might even become a homeowner.
All right. Really settling here. Good. Well, and
yes,
how long
here.
Has the Women's Resource Center been active here in Clatsop County?
Oh, geez. Well, in the 70s, it started kind of roundtable, actually, in Clatsop County, where women were getting together in their kitchens. I believe the crisis line was started originally. Pat Burness, the director, actually came to the Women's Resource Center in 1993. And has really kind of built it up from there. I mean, of course, we're standing on the shoulders of amazing women in Clatsop County, but she really kind of brought it out of the sidelines, and now we're kind of in your face.
as it needs to be.
In a nice way.
Yes.
In a nice way.
Yes, well, these things have to be out in. And Maureen, please tell us about yourself, Maureen Casterline.
Well, I have lived in Clatsop County on and off since 1976, and before my retirement, I managed the Department of Human Services for Clatsop, Columbia, and Tillamook counties, so I've always had an interest in human services and was lucky enough to work with the women at the Women's Resource Center in my career, and I hold them in very high regard. And currently, I am one of the co-presidents of the AAUW branch in South County, based in Seaside.
And AAUW is involved with Women's Resource Center and Sexual Assault Awareness Month in different ways. You're sponsoring this walk that's
yes.
happening. And why are you personally involved and engaged in this?
AAUW's mission has been to assist women in accomplishing their goals, and part of that has been the support of women who are seeking education and careers, about equality for pay. But if you are perpetually in a victim mode, you'll never achieve those other things in total. And so for us, this is very fundamental about how to help women be more safe, how to be a successful survivor. And so being part of this is part of our mission in working with women and supporting them.
Right now, I think we should address what is sexual assault? Because there's a large spectrum.
And, there is a large spectrum.
And I know that we've talked about the fact that on April 5th there are things happening throughout the nation.
Yes.
To not only honor their survivors, but also the victims. There are people who have died from sexual assault.
That is correct, yes.
So what, if someone
Murdered,
said to you, yeah,
actually.
What is sexual assault?
Well, it's a wide range answer. So a sexual assault could be sexual harassment.
You mean verbal harassment or is that
yes,
verbal
yes,
harassment?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Verbal harassment, derogatory statements, that could happen in public, that could happen in the workplace. It can be actual physical sexual assault, where, you know, someone's touching you inappropriately, but there's no like actual completed rape. So, you know, and then there's the actual completed rape where there's penetration and violation. And I mean, it's all a violation, really. So it's not just one thing.
And I think a lot of people aren't aware that a sexual assault is really not about sex.
No, it is not. It's about power. It's about taking someone's power. And I think perpetrators of sexual assault get a benefit of taking someone's personal power.
So they thrive then. Yeah. So yeah. It's in a way they want to have a victim, you know, whatever. They seek out a victim because then it makes them feel more powerful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wouldn't say that it's exactly like addiction, but there is an addiction component there where I got to have it.
How does the Women's Resource Center deal with women, because it is primarily women who are assaulted by men?
That is true. One in three women will be sexually assaulted in their lifetime.
One in three? That
one
is
in
a
three.
Fairy.
That's it is, a... It's huge. It's huge. And quite honestly, one in six men, which is not a statistic that I think is very talked about. And quite honestly, I think we've got a lot of work to do in regards to responding appropriately and opening up the ability for men to come forward and say, yes, I survived sexual assault as well. So, you know, it's a tough thing to talk about. It's not fun to talk about at parties. I tell people what I do and they go, oh, that's lovely.
And then they move away.
And then they slowly move away. Oh, look, there's a veggie tray. Okay.
And it is hard to talk about because, you know, what you've said before when we were talking just before we came on the air is the fact that it cuts across all socioeconomic. It's basically it's everywhere.
Absolutely. Correct. It's not just one population, one, you know, economic kind of status. It's not the town that you live in. You know, it's not necessarily, although dark alleys can be dangerous. It's not just, you know, stay away from dark alleys and you won't be raped. You know, so we really have to take a look at it's really about the perpetrator and the perpetrator who is.
Could be a very well-educated a physician, an attorney, anything, anyone. It doesn't
actually
matter.
We had a volunteer that was just finishing her residency, and she had been raped in college while she was attempting to become a doctor. And she's completed, and she's now a full-fledged physician. But I will never forget her. And she actually did an amazing presentation for doctors as well. So, you know, it's not just a certain type of woman that is sexually assaulted.
So any woman is at risk.
Yes. I mean, that's a scary thing to think about. But it is true that, you know, we need to be aware of our surroundings. And there are some things that we can do to prepare ourselves and travel in packs and, you know, those types of things. However, rape does happen. And you got to kind of do what you got to do to survive it. I've met amazing women who have survived. Sorry, I get a little choked up. Who have survived things that I just to even think about myself trying to go through that. I just, they're heroes. They're heroes. And they should be held up, in my opinion, held up and honored. However, it's a very personal thing. It's hard to talk about.
I know that right now, the Sexual Assault Awareness Month, being April here, and the events that happen, you're trying to shine a light on this topic, and you're saying it's time to get involved.
It is.
And the more light, the more people are involved, the more awareness you think that perhaps that would then help there be less of this happening.
Absolutely. I mean, well, I don't know about as far as the rape stopping, but what I can tell you is that the sexual assaults stopping. But I envision a young girl, for instance, sharing with maybe her best friend, saying, "This happened to me at the party the other night." And instead of it going nowhere and no one saying anything, that with more awareness, that friend, that support system, that mother, whatever, can say, I think we need to call the Women's Resource Center. I think we need to find out what's available, you know, so that we can really focus on some healing. And then, also, of course, the medical aspect of it, you know, I mean, STDs and things that are transmitted through sexual assaults. You know, so that's really what I want to focus on, is awareness, so that we can be educated about what is available for a survivor.
The Women's Resource Center, by the way, there's a phone number here. They have a crisis line. And you say that that's probably the best way for people.
I think that that's a good starting point. Of course, the police, 911, is always the best starting point. However, I think that it can be a time of, if you're unsure of the process, because it is an extensive process after you've been assaulted, and then you want to get your perpetrator, you know, held to justice, it is an extensive...
It requires a lot of courage, Catherine, you were saying, because it is personal, and there is shame, there's embarrassment, and all of that. And so then, if someone has been... I mean, okay, you take something like sexual harassment at work or whatever, and then maybe that doesn't progress.
Right.
Maybe it just... And I don't know if there are techniques or ways for women to work with sexual harassment, which isn't going to endanger themselves, you know, there would be a physical component of danger. So how do you have to deal with all of that in terms of...
Excuse me.
Are you all right here?
Let's
get you a little water here.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Maureen.
No,
I'm going to take some of your iced tea.
You mentioned before. That's right. No, just drink something. Are you okay now?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Great. Thank you.
Right.
Sorry. Okay. I get all choked up.
All right. Well, that's all right. We have water here in the studio.
I get passionate.
Yes. That's important. Well, you actually said something which was interesting. I think our listeners might be interested in the fact that you think in Oregon women have always been progressive because we had the vote.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm so proud to be standing on the shoulders of such amazing women. You know, I mean, in 1910, women were allowed to vote here in Oregon, you know, way before the country, you know, in whole. And I just think that that's why it's so great to actually even be part of the AAUW. I mean, I'm kind of a young whippersnapper. I've learned so much from partnering with them. And I'm so honored to have been involved with a group of women who are free thinking and saying it out proud and loud, you know, and not in an aggressive way, but in a graceful way, actually, you know. And so I'm so lucky to learn from women that, you know, we can get our message out. And
Clatsop County
others.
Women's Resource Center not only offers services to help women who have been victims, but also if someone says, can they call and say, I'm having a weird feeling. I don't want this to progress. Give me some tools. I mean, what can women do to help prevent themselves?
And that's where the crisis line comes in. And I ran the DSART team for about 5 years. Currently, right now, Shannon Simons runs the DSART team, and that's the Domestic Sexual Assault Response Team, where we respond to hospitals, we respond to police stations, and sometimes it can start on the crisis line. I had a woman who called me and said, I don't know what to do. I was raped last night, and I was raped when I was 16 as well. And I went through the whole court process, and I went through the whole hospital process, and I'm so scared to go through that again. And I was able to really help her come to her own conclusion about what it is that she wanted to do. And then, of course, the medical aspect of it. I mean, you know, there needs to be STD. STD protection and baseline tests for AIDS. And, you know, quite honestly, most sexual assault predators don't say, excuse me, I want to put on a condom because I care about what I'm passing on, you know, not to be so candid, but that really, that's what we're talking about. So with that scenario, I was able to assist her. And then, and we're talking 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, she couldn't sleep. She was just, not only was she traumatized from the actual rape that had happened the night before, but then she was also triggered by what had happened to her as a teenager. And we were able to go to the hospital. We were able to
People need support when they're so vulnerable. And another thing you said, which I think is so important for people to know, is that it is, did you say 85% of the time or something? It's not a stranger in the dark. It is someone you know. It's someone you know.
Yes. And unfortunately, I think as women, sometimes we want to, it's that stranger lurking in the dark. And not that that doesn't happen, because it does. But statistically, it is true that most women are raped by someone they know, even to the point where it's the person you're married to. So there is marital rape, which is extremely underreported. And we could get into all kinds of discussions around oppression of women and the history of oppression of women and all of that. But, you know, maybe that's for another day. But there is still currently marital rape happening in this country, you know, I'd say every day.
And we're talking about the fact that April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And on Tuesday, April 5th, what's going to happen on Tuesday, April 5th? Throughout the nation, there will be events. Let's talk about what's happening here in Clatsop County in Seaside on Tuesday, April 5th.
We have a small program that'll occur at, not a long program, that'll occur at City Hall in Seaside. And our master of ceremonies is our chief of police, Bob Gross, who has provided a tremendous amount of leadership in the law enforcement community around the issue of sexual assault. So we're really pleased not only to have him as part of our program, but also to have the police department a real partner in helping women work through the issues around having been assaulted or supporting women who have been assaulted. Also, Pat Burness and the woman from the Women's Resource Center who is the sexual assault expert. So we'll have a short program, and then we are going to walk from the City Hall up Broadway to the turnaround. In doing that, we will be passing out flowers with a small ribbon and a remembrance for someone who is a survivor of sexual assault. And then when we get to the turnaround, which we think will be about 4:30.
Because this event starts at 3:30 p.m.
At 3:30
on Tuesday, right. April 5th.
And when we get to the turnaround, we'll have just a small closing. But the whole idea is to elevate people's awareness, to make them know that this is an issue. We want to bring it out of the dark. And also, at the same time, make people aware of who the resources are in our community. What organization could you call if you are working with someone? What organization could you call if you are the victim, the survivor? And so that's what we hope to accomplish on Tuesday.
If someone is listening to this program and they have not been a victim themselves of sexual assault, but they know someone, a friend, a relative, and they're seeing signs of things that aren't going well. They're seeing bruises. They're seeing some problems. Mm-hmm. Can they call the crisis line
Absolutely.
And say, how can I help? How can I help my friend? And let's give that crisis line phone number.
Yes, it's 325-5735, of course, 503 area code. And we welcome all calls.
Say it again. I think you should say the number again.
503-325-5735. That is our 24-hour crisis line. It's 300, you know, it's the whole year long. So someone's always going
to
be picking
up
the phone.
And so to use the crisis line, it doesn't mean you necessarily have to have had an
experience. Oh, no, not at all.
You might be having a sexual harassment issue at work, and you might need some tools or some advice and say, help me figure out how to deal with this so it doesn't get worse, or someone that you know that you want to talk. So it's a great really a great resource.
Yes. Well, it's really something that is imperative to our work. And I have had just the colors of the rainbow of all different calls, all the way from, hey, what time does Deja Vu open? So, you know, it doesn't matter. Just call. If you feel that kind of urge to, ooh, I may need to talk to somebody, just do it. Just do it.
That's if you personally are at risk or have had an incident. But also, the Women's Resource Center will provide support to you if you encounter someone and you're not sure how to help,
Absolutely.
How to do that outreach to them in a meaningful way. You can get tips. You can call the Women's Resource
Absolutely.
Center Crisis Line, and they'll walk you through some ideas about how mm-hmm. to reach out to the person who has been assaulted.
We have great, great support, friends and family members. We've got some great information from the Sexual Assault Task Force, the Attorney General's Sexual Assault Task Force. We've got some brochures. And then also just we're always there, not only for the survivor of sexual assault, but friends and family members as well.
Would you say the mission then would be prevention and healing? You're trying to help women learn how to prevent sexual assault, how to recognize signs, early signs, or, you know, they're young women who are dating young men who are perhaps displaying controlling behaviors.
I think in that, like date rape and working with teens within the schools, we do the safe dates curriculum. Yes, I do believe that you can do prevention in that aspect. I think we got to be a little careful in regards to there are those that are taken against their will and there is no choice about it.
No, and you said before, people have to do whatever they have to do to survive.
Absolutely.
And not feel shame about that.
Absolutely. And so I think it's really, really critical that remember this is kind of all the colors of the rainbow. But I do think it's important that we can provide that to, you know, young teens, to young adults, to women who are vested in their lives. And you know, I mean, the age ranges changes. I think sometimes senior citizens, I know senior citizens, specifically senior citizens with disabilities, are at a higher risk for sexual assault. So, you know, I mean, I just want people to know that regardless of where you come from, regardless of what age, and quite honestly, regardless of your sex, you can call the crisis line, and we will try to tailor our services to what it is that you need.
I think the other piece of this is that Sharon Beatty, you said, is going to speak.
Yes,
and maybe we
Beatty,
should talk
yes.
to Beatty. Let's talk a little bit about Sharon.
Well, Sharon is our sexual assault specialist for the Clatsop County Women's Resource Center. And it is my great honor to bask in her glory. And she's also really funny and great. But she actually does the healing piece. So after the incident, after the DSART team has done the initial call, the hospital, the getting kind of stabilized in the emergency stage, then Sharon Beatty really uses her skills to work with sexual assault survivors.
And she is a survivor herself.
She is, and she's pretty public with that. She will be our guest, kind of our main speaker for this event, and she'll be sharing her experiences with that. And also the arc of the whole spectrum of it, because she's been a healer for many, many years. She's been with the agency, I think, for 12. I think somebody should make a movie about her life, actually. She's amazing.
All right. There are filmmakers out there. Here's a topic. What would you like to see happen, the two of you together? You're working to bring more awareness. You're the tagline is, it's time to get involved.
It is.
Sexual assault is this ongoing challenge in our world and here in our nation and right here in Clatsop County. So what would you like to see happen? How can people get involved? What's the best case scenario?
Well, we hope people will attend the event on Tuesday, because I think there is...
Men, women, and children.
Yes, because there is some advantage to having lots of people. But the thing that we are most interested in is making sure that there is a system in place that supports survivors, mm-hmm. and that we become part of the solution and not part of the problem by ignoring it or by making women who are survivors feel more guilty about what has happened to them. So for us, it is that piece about making sure we have a healthy system in place that is available when someone is ready and in need of the service. And that's why we're so pleased to be able to partner with the Women's Resource Center over the whole issue of launching Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Absolutely. Well said, Maureen. I couldn't say it any
better. Indeed.
Well
said. And Catherine, we have a few minutes here left. And I know we talked briefly about, you know, well, okay, we need to work with survivors of sexual assault. And perpetrators, they don't get caught. They're not punished. They're not in the system. That's an issue. We don't know about how they are rehabilitated. And that's a topic for another place and time.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, quite honestly, I think there's still a stigma that when a woman is reporting rape, that somehow she must have done something wrong, or she's reporting it wrongly, or she's out and out lying. So there is some work ahead, I think, on a community level, on a county level, on a country level, in regards to changing the way that we view survivors of sexual assault, instead of kind of in that, you know, with one eyebrow raised, questioning, type of thing. And I personally would like to see, I think we've made great strides in holding perpetrators accountable, but you know, I mean, and it is a measure of 11 crime. So we're talking mandatory jail. We're talking bad news
only
bears.
Only if it's reported, though.
But only if it's reported, and only if it's successfully tried. I mean, that's very, very difficult process.
So very important to empower women who have experienced a sexual assault to move forward into the system so that the perpetrator can be held accountable.
Absolutely.
And to support them through that process.
Absolutely.
Because it's an arduous process.
Because a lot of people just don't report it. They just don't want to.
Yeah,
okay,
I want to forget it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. We're so lucky to have Josh Marquis, and he has fervor. And Ron Brown, quite honestly, is one of the most amazing men that I've ever met.
And Ron Brown,
in the DA's office,
works with this issue.
And he tries a lot of the sexual assault cases here in this county, and he does it with passion. And it's been my honor to even be part of that process.
Anything else you'd like to mention to the listening public?
Well, I just want to reiterate that even though this is very scary and probably hard to listen to, it makes people uncomfortable. That, you know, I was doing I just share real quickly, I am teaching a new volunteer training course, and I had all of my attendees wear little derogatory statements that have, over time, that have been made about women, like from Confucius, and, you know, there's a quote from Napoleon and all of that. And it was very like, oh my God, you want me to wear this? But what happened out of that was a ripple effect that you would not believe. Out of 6 people, 150 people had a conversation about oppression around women. So that's what I'd like to think about what we've achieved today, is a ripple effect. Start conversations. Let's talk about
it. It's time to get involved. Thank you, Catherine Burr from the Clatsop County Women's Resource Center. Thank you so much, Maureen Kasterline of AAUW. I want to encourage all of you listening to mark on your calendar Tuesday, April 5th, 3:30 p.m. in Seaside at the City Hall, right, about an hour to walk and then to support the survivors of sexual assault. And April is the Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Thank you so much, Terry Wilson, for your fine engineering as always. And I want to thank local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. I'm also going to leave the phone number for Clatsop County Women's Resource Center, the crisis line, here at the station. You may call after the program if you'd like this phone number for you or for someone you know. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life and focus on those things, expand on them, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.